Our most recent lesson was that the Bible is for study. And this was more of a like, oh, privately, in your devotional life, you're supposed to be studying the Bible. You are actually supposed to go in depth with it. You're not just supposed to read it and just have it wash over you, although that is one way to read the Bible. But it is meant to be more than that. You are meant to dig deep into it. And I was more focused on the personal reading that we do in our private lives. Today, I want us to learn about more the public aspect of the Bible, and that is that the Bible is used for preaching and teaching. Preaching and teaching. Now, you probably already know this because this is what church is. Church is coming to church and listening to sermons. That's really the bulk of our church experience. If we take away everything from church, like pretend like we didn't have enough time for music, we didn't have enough time for small groups, good morning, we didn't have enough time for Sunday school, it's the preaching that needs to remain. That is the main thing, because we hear from God. That is the primary means that God uses to save people, I believe. I do believe that when the Bible says, how are they going to hear without a preacher? That's really the gist of it. Like that's how God saves people, is by the public proclamation of his word. Yes, of course, people get saved through personal interactions and small groups and things like that. But at the end of the day, I do think we have to say it is the preaching of God's word. And that is what dictates how the church is supposed to operate. It's top down, not from the pastor, but from God's word. Okay, because if the pastor can be a great leader, a great personality, but if the pastor is not using God's word to shepherd God's people, then I don't think that's really pastoring. I think the biblical definition of pastoring is using God's word to shepherd God's people. So let's get into this. These are the basic, like, if you had to choose one verse, what would it be? This is what it would be in terms of understanding how the Bible is used for preaching and teaching. This is 2 Timothy 4:2. It says, preach the word. This is Paul talking to Timothy, an aspiring pastor, leader, and he's saying, preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Now, if you drill down on it, preaching means to proclaim. It means to herald. So it gives the sense of somebody standing up in front of a group of people, a crowd, a church, and proclaiming God's word. It's not like, hey, you know, if you want to understand and know who God is. No, it's really a thus saith the Lord type of vibe. It is instructional. It is commanding. That's how we want to hear from God. God does not come to us with his word and say, yeah, you know, if you want to listen to me, then it's up to you. No, God is like, here I am. This is my book for you to understand. And God gives us pastors, shepherds to do that. And their primary task is to preach the word. If you look at this word, okay, heralding, it gives the sense of ye olden days, where there's like a town like crier, right? And it's like, hear ye, and they're like ringing the bell and they're proclaiming in the public square of like, listen to what I have to say. Listen to what the king says. And for Christians, it's kind of the same thing. You have the pastor, the preacher, who is heralding, who is saying, hear you, I have a message from the king. The message is that you guys are all traitors. But there is a way to be reconciled and to make things right. The king has sent his son to die in your place for all of your sins. And he came back to life again, and your relationship with the king can be restored. And so that's the essence of what we get when we talk about preaching. When the preacher goes up and they're just telling stories, you have to be kind of aware and cognizant of that, of what is the preacher actually talking about? Is the preacher actually like saying what God is saying? Is he using the Bible, or is he just entertaining me? So there is like a discernment factor for the audience, for the congregation, for the sheep, if you will, to really have discernment of what's going on there. It needs to come from the word, from the Bible. Preach the word. It's not preach your personal testimony. It's not preach stories. It's not preach TED Talks. It's not preach you know, like feel good about yourself type of stuff, but it's preach the word. And when you see the word, that actually includes the whole counsel of God. That's also in the Bible. It says preach the whole counsel of God. And so that means Genesis through Revelation is meant to be publicly proclaimed. Some people say that, oh, you know, Revelation, it's too hard to preach it from the pulpit, or stuff from the Old Testament, you know, like Leviticus and all the laws and stuff and Numbers where they're just running around in the wilderness. That's too hard to understand. Well, actually, we believe that the entire Bible is meant to be proclaimed. We believe that God can use all of Scripture to talk to us. And so as you go to college and you look for fellowship groups and for churches, you want to make sure that the pastor, the preacher, the shepherd is using the Bible and preaching the whole counsel of God. So that's the first part, preach the word. Now let's look at this part, teaching. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. So again, this is the same book, okay? 2 Timothy, Paul is instructing Timothy, the younger pastor, and he's saying that Scripture is sufficient. It's breathed out by God, meaning it comes from God. It's not just from human authors and writers, but it's actually from God communicating to us, and it's profitable, it's useful, it's beneficial for what? For teaching. And so you see that there is sort of a difference between preaching and teaching. At least Paul distinguishes it. Now, good morning. In Sunday school, I'd like to think that, yes, we do have a difference between preaching and teaching. And that's something that I personally had to work on, and I'm thankful for Tip for showing me that, yes, you can do Sunday school in such a way where it's not like preaching. You can teach and instruct students, and you can use the classroom to your advantage. We both believe, Sharon, as well, that the main instruction needs to be from the Bible. So there's always going to be somebody up here explaining to you what the Bible says and helping you to better understand it. But what makes the classroom unique is the interaction. And so that's something that we will do later today after I teach you. And that's something that I hope to grow in as I learn from my other co-teachers. So when we talk about this teaching, okay, this is actually to teach and instruct in doctrine. It's what we believe. So you can say, yeah, you know, the Bible is about Jesus and God sending his son to die on the cross for our sins. Absolutely. That is the most basic component. But there's more in the Bible than just that. There's so much to know about God, you know, his attributes, his character, what he's like, his holiness, his righteousness, his care for orphans and widows, how we're to live our lives, and that's here. You know, to correct and to train, which is in the second part of the book, in the second part of the verse, correction and training, that's to explain your conduct or how to live. And so not only do you have, hey, this is a set of beliefs, what we have about God and about us and about the world and about sin, all that stuff, but you also teach how a person is to live. And so the difference that I can also make between these is that here you have one person just kind of going up in front of people and preaching and just proclaiming. But here in teaching, you can see that it is more kind of a relational aspect, right? Because it is saying that you're going to correct people and you're going to train them. There is that sort of sense of a personal interaction there. And so I like to see this as like, okay, this is like more up in front of people, and this is more of a relationship type of thing. And so if I were to kind of define that, it would be the Bible is for proclaiming, for this part, and for passing it down to others, teaching in that more relational aspect. So you have somebody proclaiming, right, which is this, but then there's also the fact that, hey, I need to teach you, I need to instruct you, and that's not just a one-time get on the pulpit thing. That's a, hey, let's live life together as we use God's word, the Bible, to teach. And the same thing, you know, it's like, as your Sunday school teacher, I really don't believe that I have anything from my own to offer you, that the world can't give you any in a better way. What I have to offer you is what the Bible says, and that is what should be the bulk of our teaching. Of course, there's life experience that we like to pull from, especially for us being older and teaching you. It's a privilege to do it, but it must be from the Bible. The Bible is for preaching and teaching.